Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date, it notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi, Stacey Cole, and Todd Michaels.
On the surface, the Walshes look like a successful couple. Three young kids, a house in upscale Cohasset, a DC townhome on the side, and Anna climbing the ranks in commercial real estate. But underneath, the fractures were deep. Anna was months into an affair with a Washington real estate broker. Brian was under federal home confinement for art fraud, stuck as the primary caregiver while his wife built a separate life 400 miles away. She was the breadwinner. He couldn't leave Massachusetts. The prosecution says he discovered the affair and killed her for it. The defense says he didn't even know about the relationship and had no motive. With that being the case, what we do know is that on December 27th, 4 days before Anna died, someone on Brian's devices searched, "What's the best state divorce for a man?" And that on December 29th, their last text exchange ended with "love you and love you too." Mm-hmm. Robin, this whole thing where it's at right now, all of it, the framework, how it forms, how it fractures, and how betrayal reshapes people, that's what we're getting into here in this next part. I want you to help us understand what was actually happening inside that marriage and what behavioral patterns might have predicated what came next. Anna was having that affair, but according to her boyfriend's testimony, she always spoke about Brian in positive terms and cared for him deeply. Yeah, there was never a concrete plan for her to leave, apparently. Right. How do you interpret this kind of emotional compartmentalization that was going on? And what does it suggest about how she viewed the marriage versus the affair?
So that's why I did some research on her and her background and the cultural aspects of it that might be at play here. So I think she potentially saw this as her obligation as a mother, as a wife, doing these, you know, being committed and compartmentalizing the fact that, all right, I'm not getting my needs met here, so I'll get my other needs met with this other guy over here. So at some point, she seemed very comfortable with it from what we're seeing and comfortable with saying positive things about him. So that's a learned behavior. She saw that someplace else in her life. Again, cultural, societal things will impact that. So I think that's what played into her. Now, into him, the mindset going into this, so you can kind of put yourself, I know you can't put yourself because he's a nutter, but you're thinking through and seeing and observing his process of researching divorce. And I'm seeing his mind being such a low thought process mind that, all right, divorce looks like it's tricky, it's challenging, and he doesn't like challenges. Let's just kill her. Yeah. I mean, so you can kind of see the process going out here with the string of events and the string of searches. Well, he researched, you know, the get rid of the candlestick because the candlestick doesn't want me, and that's not good for my image. Because remember, I don't think this was an emotional response because he doesn't seem to have emotions. And so lack of emotional response, you got to look for other explanation as to why. His entire whys in life is image. Mm-hmm. She having an affair ruins the image. And so we need to get rid of the one that's destroying the image. So we'll try divorce. Divorce is too hard because he doesn't do hard things in life. So murder's got to be easy. Let's just get rid of her that way. And I can just chop her up and get rid of her in a bag. See what I mean? I mean, it fits that pattern of low thinking, low impact, zero emotional behavior because it's all about him. Everything is all about him. None of this is regarding the children. And I guarantee you this too. You hate to think about the children, at least they're in protective custody. You know, you can imagine him. So his mindset, he's trapped, that word trapped at home with three kids that need attention when the only thing he wants to give attention to is himself. That I guarantee was most likely one of the things affecting this behavior as well, because he had to give attention rather than get attention. And it was driving him up a wall.
Yeah. I mean, his threshold for embarrassment is already been broken into pretty good. Yeah. And it's zero, but he's already been exposed for the art fraud. So that's his world of, you know, being this collector dealer is already like in shambles. So all he kind of has left is this image of, you know, he's this family man and this wife. But now that's going to go away too. And how do you make that not go away? Well, by making it go away, but you become the victim in it. It's not she's leaving you for greener pastures. It's she's gone and now you're the grieving widow has to take care of these three boys. Poor you.
And you get more money.
And you get more money and you get the inheritance and you get all this. I mean, it's, yeah.
Feels like a Corey Richens situation almost, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's certainly elements to it. You know, let's do this because this is the path of least resistance over here. There's an element to this guy too that's Koberger-ish. The lack of emotion, just I'm only operating in what exactly I want to do, how it's going to benefit me in the moment. Because there isn't a lot of forward thinking here with this guy at all. It's just in this moment, what's going to make me feel best? And he seems to go down those routes. This image of him where he's being arrested, smiling, it's like he doesn't even quite grasp what's going on around him, or it's not making the emotional impact that it should on a healthy functioning brain. But that's the thing. There isn't a healthy functioning brain going on here.
You're looking at a six-year-old spoiled kid. I mean, just look at that. Just put that image back up if you can, Todd. And what you see, look at it. He looks like a grown six-year-old that just found out that he stole cookies in a cookie jar.
Gen Z just said he looks like Quagmire from some
Giggity. Family Guy. No kidding.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is one of the more predictable ones we've ever seen because there's no nuance to him whatsoever. His consistency is very congruent throughout his entire life. And part of that congruence is his incongruence in everything he's doing and saying, because he doesn't know how to behave. He never learned how to behave. you know, so let's do a little compare and contrast since you brought up Koberger. Koberger, again, don't know because I'm not the licensed clinician, didn't do have firsthand assessments, but what it clearly looks like when you observe Koberger's behavior and all aspects of it is he was, this is genetic and biology come into play with pure psychopathy with him. It is over the top, zero emotional intelligence and zero ability to mask his lack of emotional intelligence. And I did a little research on this as well. BTK and on Dahmer had the ability to mask their lack of emotional intelligence because they knew they needed it in order to get away with their behaviors. And so they could do it. They did an amazing job of masking looking normal because they knew they needed emotional intelligence to cover up their heinous crimes. Koberger was so low on this that he had no knowledge that he needed an emotional intelligence. So there was the effort he was making was so rudimentary. But again, his was more genetic and biologic, I think, than Walshear. Walshear, because you see him smiling, because you see him laughing, because you see behavior that's completely inappropriate for the situation. Who has inappropriate behaviors for situations because they have low knowledge of really the engagement? A six-year-old.
Yeah.
We've seen a six-year-old play out. So that's when his emotional – again, I can't claim to be a clinician on this one. But you're seeing a lack of emotional intelligence appropriate for his age level and maturity level of where it should be. And his problem-solving skills are at zero. So he's got – he was never exposed to how to function as a human being. And this is the result you get. And his problem, I mean, you see him working those problems like, all right, I can try to divorce my wife. That takes effort. I don't have effort and it's going to take money. I need money. And she is tarnishing my look and appearance. Well, look, oh my God, that's right. She's got all this life insurance. I'll just kill her. That's so much easier. I'll just kill her. Everyone will believe me.
Yeah. I mean, when you think of childish behavior, when you think of children and responses to situations and moments in life, reading the room, children aren't good at that. They don't have the experience to be good at that. That's why you could be just revealing information. Oh my God, my grandmother just died. And you could be having a horrible moment and there could be multiple people in the room. Everybody's grieving, like feeling the weight of the moment. And the kid could walk, you know, be there too. And like, can we get McDonald's? You know, that's kind of what I feel like with this guy, where it's like, you just chopped your wife up. Can I get McDonald's? I mean, that's kind of the feeling I get from this guy. I mean, and literally there's part of this case is,
yep,
he's in the other room chopping her up and the kids are in the other room eating McDonald's. Like in one breath, you're sitting there. Okay, kids, here's your food. Everybody get this. Don't argue over the toys. And then hang on. Let me go get that hacksaw. I mean, it's the going back from these two worlds, one door away is just, it's mind blowing.
Worlds. I mean, seriously, someone behaves that way and so flippant about what he's doing in the proximity of children or anyone else is because he, in his mind, he thinks everyone else thinks like him too. He's just
She doesn't matter to him. She doesn't matter to the kids. She is exactly as you said, a candlestick.
Yeah.
Candlestick broke. I'm dealing with it.
Don't worry, kids. I'll be right there. I'm just getting a new candlestick.
Yeah.
This one broke. No longer shine. You know. But Dad, why are you talking? Well, it's easier just to get a new candlestick than buy a new candle. Or to work on the one that we got. I mean, he's just a...
What do you think about how she was viewing the relationship? I mean, there was still a lot of love you, I love you too. Witnesses saw them together at the New Year's Eve party, you know, appearing festive and loving. I mean, the friend that was over, her former boss, I recall some of his testimony about this when asked earlier about it. Nothing seemed off. It seemed like they were, it was a normal, you know, there wasn't any red flags really. It was just, but then obviously within 3 hours of that guest leaving, this all went down. Are you surprised that there wasn't any sort of outward signs here? Or did, you know, do you think that, I'm going back. I'm curious to hear what you think about what she thought of the relationship. That's where I'm going.
All right. I'm going to throw a huge conjecture part on this because, again, my knowledge of her was – I've really tried gleaning in the last couple hours and prep for you as always, Tony. And so I might be off on what I researched and what I found and what I'm thinking. But it could be this. Again, I'm going to go back to the new immigrant. You know, coming to the country where your first exposure or deeper exposure to a man is him. And so now, and when you have a family saying this must be the way American men and families and everything interact based on our understanding of what we want our family, this is what you can expect. Because if she, from my research, I think he was like the first boyfriend slash person she like fell in love with or met or had a relationship with. If that's the case, he becomes a defining person of what an American male is.
Yeah.
And so that's part of what you think is right. And then when you throw on top of that, the life arc of what we do as a family and what is culturally acceptable and not acceptable on top of what you're defining as what a man is and what a husband is, this is what you wind up getting. You get someone who's happy with what you have because you think this is what it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
And that's the only thing I can really think of this, because she is smart. She is intelligent. She has high, it looks like at least moderate to high emotional intelligence, because she has the ability to interact. And so she had all these things. So the only thing you then, kind of understand with that reverse optic is what would inspire then someone to have these behaviors, to your question, is it must be her understanding of what normal is from her perspective.
Yeah.
What would create that? Life arcs, behaviors, and exposures and context.
It makes you wonder, and this is just pure conjecture then, and it makes me wonder if he had the emotional intelligence to do this or the skill set to do this. It makes me wonder, did he prey on her when he met her? Did he realize this is someone who is coming from a different country? This is just pure conjecture.
Mm-hmm.
This is someone coming from a different country who doesn't know our societal norms, who, she's young. She's looking for, a relationship, for love. She wants to start a family, do her own, do this thing. And he sees her as an easy target that he can make think that he's normal, that his behavior is okay and acceptable. But I don't even know if he has the capacity to think that far ahead, or if that's just kind of how all the blocks worked their way out and it turned into this. I don't know that there was a lot of plotting involved, or it was just the pathology involved.
I think you hit it right on the head. I think he views everyone as prey. He preys on everyone. He tries to take advantage of everyone because that's his life arc. That's his reps. And we do not get, and I, good job. Don't give him credit on thinking on these things. He doesn't think. He's got zero intelligence. His planning goes as deep as bad Google searches.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like, I don't know if he gets that much credit for thinking that far ahead, but.
Here's how he thinks far ahead. He thought a week about this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's a long time in his world. So someone who starts college like he did and fails out because he must have had a tough week, mm-hmm. not a tough semester, probably not a tough year, probably had a tough week. Time is easier to quit because why not? Mom and dad say it's okay. Fuck it.
Yeah. And obviously no thought for the three human beings that he made with the woman.
Ooh.
If mommy is just disappears now, not let's call 911. She's not breathing, which would have been the logical thing to do. And if she's dead, then you can mourn her death and the kids can go through that process. He's all about himself. It's just 1000% me. Who cares what these children think? I mean, that's an interesting point to this whole damn thing. The kids don't get mentioned very much. They're almost like a very side note to a side note here.
They had walked in while he was cutting her up, for heaven's sakes? Yeah. I mean, what if one of the kids just walked in and he's like sitting there with the hacksaw?
Kids, I'll be right there. Yeah. Throw some more pickles on your McRib, like Tony said the other day.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, there was no thought. Kids walk in on parents doing things. I mean, it could
lock your door.
Definitely happen.
Yes. But I don't know that he'd have the foresight to do that either.
I'm going to give you a really, really super dark thought on this that I'm glad they caught him when they did. I'd be curious if the kids had life insurance policies.
Oh, God.
When you think of the Daybells and the fact that they sucked at making money because they're completely incompetent at life and they're living in this crazy brain world of theirs, they started bumping people off that had life insurance policies, including their kids.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like, and they're even saying it, one of his motivations for killing her was the life insurance policy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think if the kids didn't have life insurance money, it might have been the only thing that saved them.
Yeah, I think you're onto something there. He's got three of them, you know. Two would be fine if one can produce some money. If there's a life insurance, I mean, that's the type of when everything's an object,
yeah,
and nothing is a soul or a human or has any value to you in any way, shape, or form. Yeah.
So, because again, you look at the behaviors. He didn't do anything to protect his children from what he was doing to their mother. Right. None of the actions he was taking was to protect his children. Not one thought that we've seen throughout this entire thing was a thought for the welfare of the children. Mm-hmm. Meaning, what's the likelihood, based on those behaviors we've seen, of him objectifying the children like other candlesticks in the candelabra? Yeah. You know, they're useful as long as they're useful. Once they become not useful, I mean, seriously. So what was his, I would be very, very curious about what his plan for the children were with the mother gone.
He didn't have a plan. Didn't we establish that? Guys. There was no plan.
Just feed them McDonald's until they're 18 and then they'll be gone.
I think you feed them McDonald's until you get the life insurance policy on them.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Moto
Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
If you're an RIA or looking to become one, Schwab Advisor Services is the Watson to your homes. Smart, dependable, always has your back. It's no mystery why they're the number one choice for RIAs who want to be the ultimate solution for their clients. With all the wealth services, technology, and support your firm needs, the difference is so obvious, it's Schwabvious. Follow the clues at schwabvious.com.